whose income is less than 2 times the federal poverty level, that's one qualifier, or people whose medical debt exceeds their assets, making them, you know, high risk for insolvency or bankruptcy. So that's a second group that would be considered. And then third, people whose medical obligations exceed 5% of their annual income. So they target the neediest people. So it's not, you know, it's not the person that's making $250,000 who just didn't pay their bill.